Welcome to Sonic Forge, a podcast about songwriting from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. Who is Jesus, and how do we relate to him? How do we connect to the stories about this man? And how do we experience a relationship with him today? That's what a lot of the worship songs we sing are about. The song, Friend of the Sinner, explores the idea of relationship with Christ and how he shows up to us no matter our circumstance.
You're not far, you're near.
Hey Hey, welcome everyone. We're here and we're excited today because we're going to be talking about a new song. So excited to have Christian with us. He's written a new song and he's going to be sharing that a little bit. So first of all, tell me about the title of the song.
Yeah, okay. So the song's called Friend of the Sinner.
Friend of the Sinner.
I wanted to write a song that was really centered on Jesus. You know, I just wanted to sing about Jesus, basically. Mm. And there's lots of ways we can do that. You know, most of our worship songs, I think, are we sing about our relationship with Jesus, which is good. You know, it's like, who is he to me, or who am I, and what do I want to say to him? There's so many different ways to write a song to him, which is, and I think, you know, they're all good. But in this case, I wanted to write one that was really just reflecting on the characteristics of Jesus, you know. So not necessarily the names of Jesus, though there is a lot of the popular, you know, metaphors for him, you know, that he's a shepherd, etc. But yeah, that idea that Jesus is a friend of the sinner. In church, that's not a thing that we talk about, you know. Sinners are like outside of the walls, or it's us, but we don't like it. And I don't know, there's this, like, Jesus got in trouble for who he hung out with.
The Pharisees, they busted on his chops. Well, why do you hang out with those sinners and those, you know, publicans, those tax collectors? And so
it's a thing to remember about his ridicule nature, you know, about that's who he spent time with.
So that's great. Well, we look at the lyrics and you begin just expressing, you know, it really has an underlying current of the promise where Jesus says, I'm with you always, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. When you say the phrase, you're not far, you're near, anywhere I go. And
the idea of nearness and just the, it's like a prayer, right? The song's like a prayer. So the idea that we can, you know, just...
And that is true.
Shut our eyes, just attune to the presence of God, and he's there, you know?
Yeah.
And what is that? How does that manifest?
Yeah. Has there been any experience in your life and in walking and with the Lord that you're surprised, oh, Christ is here with me, or Jesus is here?
Yeah, it's a good
question. Or he showed
when
you
look up and you look all up, of a sudden, Jesus is there. I think where I wasn't intentionally looking for the presence of God and then happened to notice, you know.
The presence of God.
Usually in relationship, usually in the midst of a conversation you're having about whatever, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, God's with us in our midst right now. You could have a sense of that, of his presence. Or sometimes it's reflecting back later, realizing, oh, Jesus was there helping me in the midst of that thing.
Yeah. And I like the last line of the first lyric, your love is all around me, revealing hope. And when you look at God's love, that truly is that message of hope. God says, I love you with an everlasting love. And we discover his love, and that's good.
Yeah, and how do you connect to hope or, like, hold on to it? I think the love of God is the answer to that. Do you know what I mean?
It's
what empowers and enables us to be hopeful. Yeah.
So, I mean, you start off with that, and then the second part of that is, before I close my eyes, before I bend my knee, your presence draws in closer. You're here with me, so close to me. I mean, that's just echoing the Psalms to me.
Sure.
You know, and David says, when I awake, you are with me. You know, you've been my song in the night, so to speak.
Right.
So it's great that the presence of God is always there. And then really the beautiful description of Jesus, you know, it's, and I like the way that you set it up, because you describing him, faithful shepherd, friend of the sinner, light, and we know he's the light of the world, but light for the wanderer, and this is beautiful, rest for the weary, gentle healer, holding the broken, love for the lonely, and you, then the listener's like, okay, I'm waiting, and then you say, Jesus. That's the description of who he is and what he does for those who believe in him. And, you know, he does compare us like sheep, but man, as a gentle shepherd, he does, when we are broken, he holds us close. He is that healer, and he is love, and he does give rest, and he is light.
Yeah, and for the different not stages of life, but different moments, whether you're wandering or you're lonely or you're broken. These are, you know, Jesus can minister to that, you know, and there's the stories in the Gospels that show us that, that's what he did, right? That's who he was ministering to and how he was ministering. So, yeah, you can find yourself there too, I suppose, in that description of who Jesus is.
Yeah, then you build on that. The first verse is like, oh, Jesus, you're here with me, you know. And the second is, now I'm in relationship with you. Mm-hmm. And you're building on that. You call me your child, though I've wandered far. And then how does that happen? Forgiveness flows from your heart. Light breaks the dark. That's who you are. One of the beautiful things about faith in Christ and Christianity is the aspect that if we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9, he is faithful to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of our primary ways we relate to Jesus or to God through Jesus is that act of forgiveness. You know, it's what we witnessed in him, what he's calling us to do, what we received through his work.
And then that second phrase, show me more of you. It's not enough to be forgiven and clean, but Lord, I want to know you more, you know?
Yeah.
And breaking through, saving power, breaking through. Show me how to love you. You lead, I'll follow. Oh, that's a lesson we all definitely need. Mm. You lead, I'll follow.
I think that's what we want. Like, I want Jesus to be more than a person that I respect or like an idea that I want to emulate. Like, I want his leadership in my life, you know, and that requires some surrender, but it's actually not that hard to surrender if you're reflecting on how great he is. Like it can be challenging to submit to somebody. We were just talking about submission in church, you know, this past month when we're reading Ephesians, and it can be challenging to submit when the person's, you know, not Jesus, when the person is flawed, like we all are. But in like, God is so good and so faithful, so gentle, so willing to heal and with us when we're lonely. It's a lot easier to surrender to that kind of leadership, you know, than you would think when we talk about like submission to leaders and surrender. So yeah, like you lead, I'll follow. That's really like the main refrain of the bridge, I think. And it's what I want our relationship to be. It isn't always what it is, you know, because sometimes I'm preoccupied with myself, but it's definitely what I want my relationship with Jesus to be.
Yeah, no, and it's good that you express that in the song, you know. I mean, ultimately, Lord, I want to know more of you, but in order for that to take place, I want you to lead me, guide me, direct me. I'll follow.
Yeah.
And then the last phrase, give me eyes to see through all my wounds and scars. I want to love like you. I need your heart. Mm-hmm. You know, when I first saw that quickly, I saw that and I said, give me eyes to see through all your wounds, you know, looking through the wounds of Jesus. Mm. But then when you place your hurts and your scars in his hurts and scars.
Yeah, I think that can be part of the challenge to trust him is when you're wounded. Certainly we both know people who walk away from faith or they just let their faith become less important to them when they've been hurt, you know, and for whatever reason, they feel like God didn't show up for them the way that they expected, or, you know, they thought the faithfulness of God was going to look like a certain way since they were a little kid. And then when it didn't, you know, they were wounded, they were hurt. And and a lot of people don't stick with faith anymore then, you know, because they're like, well, if this isn't helping me, if I can still get hurt, what's the point? And so I think for a lot of people who are still in church, at least, you know, so for some people, maybe they haven't been that wounded, or maybe it hasn't rubbed that way for them. But I think it's true for a lot of people. Staying connected to the goodness of God in Christ, in spite of our wounds and wandering, that's part of it too. You know, that's the idea. That's what I wanted to kind of close with, is that like, he's still good.
Let me ask you, what musical key did you do that in, or did you?
I wrote this song on the piano, which is super rare
for
me, especially back when I wrote it. I wrote it several years ago before I was really playing piano much at all. It must have been C, because I think I must have wrote it in C because of that, honestly.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know, C is the easiest key to play on the piano. Yeah. It's all the white keys, and you don't have to worry about sharps and flats.
Yeah.
But Yeah, so I probably wrote it in C, and yeah, wrote from the piano, which is, like I said, very different. And so then in the more produced version, any guitars or anything will all just sort of be ambient and extra.
Yeah. You know?
And so it's more like keys and synth driven.
Yeah, so when you wrote it, did you think, oh man, this would be great being ambient? Or did you think, oh no, I need to make this more poppy sounding? Or how did you come up with all this?
Sure, yeah. So it's a lot of experimenting with sounds in Logic. A lot of that, I'm just sort of like, it's like drawing and trying something and erasing it and trying something and erasing it.
Yeah,
so I'm
okay.
trying a lot of different sounds to give it the... to give it that kind of vibe.
That feel, that emotion.
You know, and it has a little bit, and like a rhythm. Like, so there's some synth patterns that have a little bit, that are a little more plucky, that give it a rhythm and a structure as opposed to just like a hum or a sound underneath. And the same with the bass. Like I did, it's called a wobble bass. It's like
a dubstep
you would use.
In synth
like,
bass.
Yeah, and something like more electronic. Yeah, to give it that kind of feel. So
that kind of feel like that. And then the backgrounds, you did the backgrounds, right?
Yeah.
Even the high voice, did you pitch that up?
Yeah.
Or did, okay, I didn't know if you recorded
it. Oh, I didn't pitch it up. I mean, I just recorded it high. I just sang falsetto.
You sang falsetto?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that was great.
A couple harmonies on there. And there's a little plucked sort of pattern. That's a synth, too. It's not a guitar, but it's sort of a plucked pattern that is in the bridge that... I wasn't like intentionally being Asian, but it sounds a little bit Asian.
It does sound. I was going to bring that up.
The sound that I chose, I forget what it's called now, you know, but it was some sort of like Asian plucked instrument, but a synth version of that.
Yeah.
And so I did that in the bridge. And this song I wrote sort of like in our last part of China, probably like our last year there.
Yeah.
And so I like that about it. I like that it has a little bit of an Asian
echo. Flavor, yeah.
It reminds me that, like, oh, yeah, we were in China when we did this, you know.
Yeah, so. I was going to ask you because it sounded like that, a little bit of that flavor. Mm-hmm. And even in the background harmonies coming in, it sounded a little bit like that. And like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah, we like that, yeah.
Yeah, so really different from what I usually do when it comes to production. But, you know, that's fine. I released an album a couple of years ago now called Echo Stardust, and all the songs on that were a little more electronic. You know, most of them I still would have written on guitar, you know, and would be still mainly guitar driven, but just have a little bit more of a synth or electronic sound. And then this and maybe one or two others on there I wrote from a keyboard, like really with like sort of synth forward. And, you know, that's not my usual style of the music that I release, but it was fun. It's something that I was just wanted to play with. And, you know, I'm not worried, oh, no, I'm going to alienate my audience because I'm playing a different style. I don't have an audience, so I can do whatever I want. You know?
Well, you're getting there. You're getting there.
You know what
we
I mean.
Want you to get there. Yeah. Now, can we get that on your Bandcamp?
Echo Dust? Echo Stardust is on Bandcamp, and the song Friend of the Center is there.
All right.
I don't know that's if great. It's on. I don't think it's on Spotify. So I think you have to go to Bandcamp for it. But if you
go to Bandcamp.
Yeah,
Pilgrim House.
No, the link for it will be in the show notes. You can go to Pilgrim House on Bandcamp and you can find that song and the other songs on that album that have a similar
vibe. Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're so proud of you, Christian. Mm. And man, it's a beautiful song. I was thinking, you know, even your acoustic version that we've heard, that'd be a great communion song, you know, during communion because it's beautiful because it focuses on Jesus and it gives that. And what I like about the production is... You know, you give space after you present that verse. It's like, that's who you are. But then there's space for the listener to reflect on what you've just sung, which is kind of good. It's like, oh, okay, God is speaking. Mm. So am I hearing? Am I listening? Am I responding?
Well, that's a very generous way to say that. I think that's what I'll say from now on. What I usually say is, oh, it's kind of long. I like that note on space.
I think that's good. No, you gave them space because you're inviting the listener, hey, I've got something really tasteful here for you, and listen more. And that keeps us in tune, even if you think, well, it's kind of long.
Yeah.
But it entices us to listen.
Nice.
I want to know more. I want to know more. That's great.
Awesome.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Yep. Pleasure.
Go get it. Go get the song.
Anywhere I go, before I bend my knee. Your presence draws in closer. You're here with me.
Thank you.
You can find this song at pilgrimhouse.bandcamp.com. Sonic Forge is a podcast series from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.